Now dictation for Julia, J-U-L-I-A, Schmalbach, S-C-H-M-A-L-B-A-C-H, January 472. Addresses a letter to Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, 779-7100. Dear Dr. Laynes, follow-up for Julia. Already stage 5 chronic kidney disease, history of lupus nephritis, presently not active. Last visit in March. She follows with yourself as well as University of Michigan multiple services, including renal, rheumatology, and transplant services. For the transplant, she's starting doing some testing. She was treated for Lyme disease a few months back after a tick bite here in Michigan, no trouble. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. At the time of Lyme disease, there was headaches and diarrhea that has resolved. There was some joint discomfort improved. She still has off and on a feeling of brain fog, FOG. She takes some caffeine, and that helps. Otherwise, review system has been negative. Medication list review. All of them are supplements. Presently, no prescription medications. Weight 151, alert oriented intestine 4, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Blood pressure 132/78 by nurse. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rub, no ascites tenderness, no edema. Next paragraph, chemistries. From September, GFR 14, stage 5, a normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, phosphorus mild elevated, our goal is less than 4.8, she was 5, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. This is from prior history of lupus nephritis. She has no activity for lupus, as far as I know, with negative serology. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She doesn't have any. We discussed, however, that we need to be ready. It's nice that she started the transplant evaluation. We discussed the importance of having access, like an AV fistula ready, as it takes 3-4 months for seeing the surgeon, do the reservation of operative room, and then the fistula needs to mature. That's another 2-3 months. We discussed the different options, including peritoneal dialysis. Catheter is placed by the surgeon. After 17 days to allow it to heal, we will start education. Likely, we will transition her into a one long-acting 12 hours dwell before transitioning into a cycler down the road. We discuss about the phosphorus, potentially binders. We discuss about anemia. If hemoglobin less than 30, we will do EPO treatment as long as iron levels are appropriate. Other chemistries are stable. Blood testing on a monthly basis. Plan to see her back in 3 months, end of dictation.